This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, we're here. It's 8 past 12. Adam's here. Dave's here. We'll be here until 3. Jason will take you home. Twins are in Anaheim. Is that correct? Taking on the first Los Angeles, California, Anaheim Angel, Dave Harrigan, that comes to mind for you. So you hear Angels and you think who?
Pujols, I guess.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Ball Guy?
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. How about Rodney?
Killing the Queen. Rodney. Must kill the Queen.
Rodney Klein Carew. Shohei?
Shohei. Yeah. Mike Trout.
Oh, Trout, of course.
The Trouter? Do they call him the Trouter, do we think?
Fish.
Probably call him that.
Let's call him Bass.
Are Vikings fans more excited about the draft choices or what's happening with Kirk in Atlanta? Because, man, we've turned on him. We have absolutely turned on Kirk Cousins. Netflix, Kirk O'Chains, Loving Dad.
Coles
showing up now to quote Andy Bloom about the Science Museum. Kirk Cousins, dead to us. And it's so predictable. Text me right now on the StylesFinancial.com. Talking text line. More excited about JJ and Dallas Turner. You have landed, if they turn out right, the two hardest positions to land in the National Football League. Without a doubt, a quarterback and a great pass rusher. Two toughest positions. It's possible. No guarantee. They've landed their guys for the next decade, maybe. But I think more Vikings fans might be more excited about Kirk's watching the draft. He's got his Coles on. He's got the kids around. They took Michael Penix, a quarterback? Wait, they just signed me. They just signed me. I told you I was watching Horse Breath, and we got in there after, ooh. Kind of thought I knew what I was doing the first seven holes, and then the last 11, I think I should be playing left-handed. We got in there, seventh pick. So we're like, oh, great timing. And Penix, I was like, Penix? And I get their logic. I think they're wrong. You know, their logic is they're trying to tell us we're going to be great in Atlanta. Now that we have Cousins, we're going to be great. So we're going to be drafting, you know, 29th, 30th, whatever it might be. And we can't get our quarterback. The Atlanta Falcons are not on the verge of greatness. Stop. Kirk's an upgrade from what they had. They got all sorts of issues, including they should have taken Dallas Turner, the guy our club took. So you got the balance of you get JJ. You didn't give up a lot for him. You gave up more to get Turner. And we might debate how much they gave up to get Turner with Collar, because we'll talk Purple a couple times today. Matthew, Mr. Purple Insider at 205. But what do you think, Carter? What does your gut tell you? The true Viking fan who, this is where I think a lot of people were with Kirk. The first few years, he's fine. And then the Netflix special was like, oh, my God, he's tough. He's likable. The missus is likable. And then when they had the great year, he's got the chains on. He's
Let's not forget a lot of those fans, too. It was based on COVID year and his resistance to that.
Oh,
whether you like him or hate him.
Yeah. And there was a divide on that, too, right? And that became a big issue, right, when he was saying no. And then, I mean, even when he, you know, when the ace, Achilles happens and how he showed up at charity events. I mean, he's a decent human being. Yep. There's no denying that. But now as soon as he left, like when the Falcons did kind of the Kirko chains, Vikings fans hated it.
Oh, yeah. That's ours.
That's ours. How could he do that? How could he take that? But when a player comes here and does their bit, when he's now in Minnesota.
Oh, row the boat. We love row the boat. We never heard that before.
We love that. So I think it's still slightly the picks, but I think there's a lot of glee and enjoyment.
Oh, I don't think it's slightly. I think a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they might – you might – laugh, chuckle at that situation, but I think many more people are excited about the new guy.
New guys,
yeah.
I think it's both.
Yep,
I really
right.
do.
Yep.
I'll say this, David, again, Twitter is, God knows what kind of sample it is. It's up to my algorithm and who I follow and who I get.
Nudes in profile, that's what I get all the time.
I love that one. Dave, there are a lot of people reveling in Kirk's anger, frustration, confusion, lack of information. I think it is JJ and Turner. I don't think it's quite the blowout Adam is suggesting.
I think you just like the controversy.
Oh, I love the
I think you just want to stick it to Kirk, too. What did he do to you?
Nothing.
I think you feel like you've been a little hurt. Like if you don't stay in Minnesota, you're dead to us.
No, I'm not my father.
It's a family
never
trait.
Never working this town
He'll
again.
Never, ever work. Even though it's his own child didn't go to school here, or his first grandson did not go to school here. So I
you
mean,
made it back.
Yeah, somehow we got jobs back here. I don't know. So you think it's a blowout too? We're definitely more excited about who we got.
You got the QB of the future. You got your edge rusher. Yes, it's not even close. It's Kirk is a distant second place.
We don't want to laugh on his grave right now.
No, we do, but
let's not forget sticking it to Sean Payton, too.
Yes.
Well, and now Payton is trying to tell us he never was trying to move up. They had their guy all along.
Okay.
So let's look at this, too. I have no problem with it. I not only don't have any problem, I applaud Kwesi for moving up. And some are saying 11 to 10? You don't know who else might be trying to move up.
That's it.
Especially with Penix going earlier. You're thinking, well, wait a second. The Broncos who were at 12, the Raiders are at 13. They might have been thinking they had a chance for Penix, and now he's gone. So I have no problem. Giving up a third, fourth, and fifth for Turner, that's pretty good. The charts, like the charts of how much they gave up, the chart folks don't like what Kwesi did going from 23 to 17. You're getting 2 third-round picks next year, though, in compensatory picks for Daniil and Kirk. So I applaud him for both. But let's also acknowledge this. Fans, unless it's a debate out, it's just a ton of draft choice, like the Gobert situation. And by the way, closed circuit, anybody thinks of the Gobert situation, even as great, as stupendous as he has played this year, because he has been stupendous. Anybody who thinks that the Gobert trade has been solved now, and no matter what, it worked out great for the Wolves, I'm not there yet. He has been fabulous this year. They wouldn't be here without him. They still got a lot of draft choices going. They got to be a factor multiple years to justify that those picks for me. Or, oh, by the way, just win it this year. Then it's just case closed. But fans love aggressive. right?
Yo, sure.
Fans just love
wheeling and dealing.
You know, move like when they moved back the first year, that's deflation city.
Yes.
We don't like, we the fans don't like adding draft capital.
No.
We don't like adding later picks. I mean, Spielman was the maestro of, oh my God, we've got five seventh round draft choices. And even if it's not even adding the seventh round, it's just moving back. They're fans. They want you to go try to get the big knockers.
Paint your face and you're there, come on, let's go. I paid a lot of money to show up in Detroit this weekend. Give it to me, baby.
There are a lot of people that draft.
Like, Brian Murphy couldn't even get a mile within near it.
Give it to me, baby. Let's make sure that's a part of some soundbite coming up soon.
Murph couldn't even get close
to it. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I mean,
could you imagine if you, like, buy your tickets, get all, you know, painted up, get lubed up, and you're too late, and you get show up, and you can't even get in?
Where is our place? Because we're going to get it. You know, it's Green Bay next year.
It's like there's three others after that, so it's going to be like 2030.
Oh, are they all?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's Pittsburgh.
It's a great decision.
D.C.
I hear Gaza. I mean, Dave, have you heard Gaza, too? It's to bring them back, everybody together.
They're on the list, but there's some things that need to be ironed out first, I think.
Where will we have it? Because you can't just have it at TCO, right?
How soon before they bring it international? You know, do it in London. Oh, do it in Germany.
Probably not that far away. But if we get it, tell me where is the location. I'm suggesting Adam's backyard in Rosemont. It's got to be a strong contender. If we get the draft and also, okay, the Kirk, your loving of Kirk's disappointment versus the picks and also – do you love the aggressiveness? Earlier this week, I forget which day, I saw it with Morning Take. Hey, happy congratulations to Blois. 14 years of Morning Take.
Excellent.
So congrats to Blois. Hey, I'm getting a phone call. Potential spam. Do you ever answer potential spam?
No.
Dave, potential spam, ever answer?
It's only potential.
It's potential.
It's a little potential. It might not be.
This could be the big break right here. It's good. Well, what I was going to say was earlier this week, I forget which day, it was National Take a Chance Day. I could take a chance and answer this call.
You could.
You know, Kwesi, he was taking chances last night. 19 past 12 here on the home of the Minnesota Twins. 4-0. I mean, it's a new season.
Look at me now.
If we just get the White Sox over and over again, it would be fantastic. Well, the Angels aren't very good either. We're on a roll. Twins, Angels tonight, the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, a little Janet, you said you were working on a blockbuster bumper theme. Is Janet coming in studio?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the only time you'll hear Janet. I don't know about blockbuster. That's for you to decide, not me. But we're going famous JJ's in honor of the new quarterback.
Yeah? I like it.
Of course you do. Tremendous.
Tremendous?
Blockbuster. You said it, not me.
Well, you said it to me on the phone. About
I'm
working on a blockbuster music.
I was a video update.
Got Joe Jackson coming up. Joe Jackson. What's a great song?
Hey, stay in your lane. Give him the stay in your lane. You can't guess.
Oh.
This isn't initials, you know? I mean, you can. Are you going to acknowledge?
I'm trying to think of the great Joe Jackson.
I do not have a Joe Jackson, but I do have a Jermaine Jackson.
Oh God. You're right. It's not a blockbuster. There's a Jermaine.
Stepping Out. Great song. Joe
Stepping
Jackson.
Out is a great. Do we have that in the system?
Probably not.
You're not even going to look.
Stepping Out. I've got my bunch ready.
No, I'm just saying if you could play a little Stepping Out for us right now. I'm not saying you add it and delete something, but
that's not it.
Is that Gloria Estefan and the Sound Machine?
Samba, a little samba.
Off her Super Bowl appearance here. Don't forget that. That was the halftime act for 3 minutes. The Miami Sound Machine was not a part of it, right? Didn't we look it up? It was just Gloria Estefan.
Yes, and she was on there for like the last 3 minutes. Here you go, a little, little Stepping Out.
Great. It is. Not to Dave.
It's a blockbuster, I'd say.
You very reluctantly played that. Should we get some of the text here? The folks are responding on a few different topics. Harriet Island. Is that where we want to have the draft? No. Right?
It's big space, but tough to get in and out of. Yes. Yeah.
Horrible traffic situation down there. Paisley Park. Mm-mm. Not big enough, right? We want it outside.
Yeah.
State Fairgrounds, somebody says. Do we want to do the State Fairgrounds?
No.
I don't think so. This could be the phone call that changed your life. You just don't know what it's about and when it's coming. Yeah, that could have been. Change everything.
Some Nigerian prince.
Never know. Never know. Mall of America.
Eh.
No.
No.
You don't have the big space that you'd need for that, the big open space.
It's the parking lot, right? I mean, you got to be outside. I mean, that's where they probably would push for TCO on that field that's outside there because they love themselves their TCO.
Yeah. That time, there'll probably be other stuff down there, right? I mean, aren't they? What are they talking about building down there, too?
Well, that's Wilf World. I mean, they got the hotel. That's still my prediction. Whether Taylor owns the team or A-Rod Laurie own the team, when the arena battle starts, and the arena battle might start this summer. Now, maybe the ownership battle has put this off.
I've missed it. We needed a good arena battle.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
God. But the city of Minneapolis is going to offer up as much money for the arena as the three of us combined. Zero, right? The lefty city council is
good luck. They'll be open arms.
Zero. Now, Hennepin County, will they,
where's Mike Opat when you need him?
Where is Mike Opat? And in Minneapolis, your one location is International Market Square. I don't know how it's possible to knock down Target Center, to knock it down, and have anybody driving within four blocks of there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sort of an essential area.
Problem with International Market Square, the garbage incinerator. Remember, that was going to be a huge, huge problem.
That's what's going to fuel the arena, though. You know, we will turn our garbage into. So, I don't know if it's Eagan, but it's some suburb where they buy some stuff. Now, the tough thing is they put so much money in that practice facility, which is, right next door. On the some of the picks here, Minnesotans are mean as hell. Kirk, don't let the door hit you. For everything there is a season, the new guys will be held to a high standard. First time they fail will be cold and freezing. I don't think with JJ.
A little bit of poetry there.
It was. Very good. I mean, I don't think, first of all, what's our over-under? How many games J.J. McCarthy starts this year? He was 20 in January. Okay, he is.
He looks like he's 15.
He looks like he's the kid trying to sell you for a high school trip who's at your door.
Yeah.
God, he's young. Sam Darnold. What if Sam Darnold turns into Baker Mayfield this year? They win 12 games. Sam Darnold, they win a playoff game. Are they trading J.J. McCarthy? Let's be the first show to start.
Is he on the block?
Is J.J. McCarthy already on the block? What can they get for him?
Let's go. I love it.
I've watched Sam Darnold. I know Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, you're no Tom Brady. Yeah. Okay, let's be clear there. Adam Carter, what's a realistic over-under for the number of games that J.J. started? This still should be a damn good offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have J.J., the original. Okay? Addison is very good. Hockenson, we really don't know yet how he's going to come back, when he's going to come back. Obviously, Darrisaw is great. O'Neal wasn't quite what he was before the injury, still good. Middle three, good luck to you. Aaron Jones, seems to me he's got juice left. I don't know how much. I'm going to say the over-under is 6.5 games for J.J. McCarthy. You like that number?
Five was in my mind.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, if we set either the number at 5.5 or 6.5, where are you going?
I'm pounding the under all day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the goal is for him to not start. I think the goal is for him to sit, to learn behind Sam. Sam be caretaker, you know, get to about a 500 record, good enough. And
I mean, you know,
injuries aside, I don't think he starts.
How about ineptitude? Because Sam Darnold is fully capable of ineptitude.
Yeah. Let's get a top five pick. Let's go.
Well, that's the thing. Get it? I mean, that is the beauty, too, to credit to Kwesi and also good fortune. I don't know how much we give credit to Kwesi versus, guess what? All of a sudden, J.J. was there at 10. It's not like Kwesi gets credit for these other teams not taking him, right? So it worked out. It would have been a great debate if they would have had to give up their first-round draft choice next year. And then they stink. And then I get the argument, if your quarterback turns out to be fantastic, it's all worth it. But when you're giving up three number ones, Adam, he can't be Kirk Cousins. He's got to be in that Lamar Jackson category. He doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes, but he's got to be way up there.
Top seven.
Yeah. Listen, Green Bay hasn't started their guys. Patrick Mahomes didn't start. He was 20. Do you plan on breaking down every pick the rest of the draft now with the
newsletter's back? If I had the typing sound, I'd have it up.
Everyone else on the planet has a newsletter.
Yeah.
Everybody's bragging about their newsletters. I think you our bit like 5-6 years ago started the surge.
I think so.
Of the newsletters.
Prove me wrong. Yeah. Isn't that your bit? Prove me wrong.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Sorry.
What kind of disrespect is that?
Really,
isn't that your
bit? I'm still thinking about him pounding the under.
There was a couple lines the last. What was your line the segment before? What did he say? That I said, make sure we keep track of that.
I've got the timestamp. I didn't write down what he said.
Exactly.
I don't look back.
Now, this is normally when we would preview Major Garrett. So a lot of people keep asking me, what's happened to Major?
Yeah.
You know, is he done with the show? No, he's not done with the show.
Has it been like over a month, though?
It's been about a month.
He is a juror in the grand jury system. He's not listening to the pecker right now. He's not involved in the Trump trial. Okay. I think just for the last name, they're keeping David Pecker.
Yes.
It's a porn star. It's sex. And the first guy who will never leave the question is David Pecker. I mean, you can't make it up. That's something like the Enquirer would make up. Yeah. And then he's the guy from the Enquirer. Right. It's too good. So Major will be back. It's just a matter of time. But we got a good guest, Lou Ragusa. How about the Landrigan case? What's going on? Lead prosecutor says, I'm good. I'm out. Walls comments, Moriarty saying the governor should stay out of it. Ellison still looming. Our guy Lou Ragus is all over this story from Care 11. He's next. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Lou Ragus on the Londergren case when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.